Late afternoon, Lee House is set strangely on a cliff beside the rolling sea. Autumn leaves fall, and with them the threads of night. And in a car, quite a little distance now, at a pillared gate, it's there behind the wheel. Beside her stands an old man with sad and beguiling eyes. No, it's a bad night, Miss Emma, to be driving the city roads.
Oh, no, Jonathan. But I must go, I must. How could I spend another night in that house? What could be keeping him?
Who's this young man, Miss Emma? Is he...
He's a good driver, Jonathan. I'll be perfectly safe.
I do hope you will be, ma'am. Listen, you can hear the church from here. How Mr. Jonathan loved the sea.
Jonathan, don't. There's rain behind that window, there. I can still see it. Like that night of 2 weeks before he died. Can't you think of it?
You can't forget me, Annabelle. Even when I'm dead, I live in your mind. I'll feed on your fear of my ghost.
I'd rather be dead. Jonathan, let me out of this house. Let me go.
My dear, you're too lovely for others to see. So I've no choice but to keep you within these walls.
Within this prison, you mean? Even that sofa is a spy. There isn't a moment of the day when I don't feel a pair of eyes watching everything I do. Even time to myself. Jonathan, if you have any kindness in your heart...
Look here. Here at the window. The ocean's quite cut. Far you can see.
Why do you talk to me? How can you hate me so much?
I don't, my Annabelle. And it's pleading, it's no use. You'll never forget me. I'll never let you go. Oh, it's a tempting.
I was thinking. Remember me. Jonathan, are you sure you want to be caretaker at Lee House? You won't be lonesome?
I wouldn't leave it, Miss Anna. It'd be like leaving my little girl, my daughter, Amy.
You loved her very much, didn't you?
Yes, I did. And the morning we found her, at the bottom of the cliff down there in the cove, was almost more than my heart could bear. But that was long ago. Look, sit there. Welcome up, the young man coming now.
Oh, yes, sir. Goodbye, Jonathan. You've been a good friend. Thank you, sir. Goodbye.
Good luck, Miss Anna, wherever you go.
Jim! Oh, it's Jim. I thought you'd never come.
Hello, Anna. Sorry.
Jim, climb in here. Take the wheel.
Okay. I feel like some things to do with the handle. You know how it is.
Jim, hold it close.
I'm so worried. I told you might think I wasn't coming. And all the time running over that trail, my heart kept pounding, saying, Templeton, Jim Brant, even late for his elopement. Well, ready to start? Mrs. Brown? Just you wait to see what a swell honeymoon trip I've got planned for us, Mrs. Brown.
Oh, so wonderful. But is it real, then?
What do you mean, real? Of course it's real.
It seems like a good dream. After the last 3 months since he died, I've lived in a nightmare since then.
It's over now.
Over and done with. Don't think me silly, but they don't exist any longer, do you?
Hmm?
I mean, people who are dead.
My heavens, no. Except in somebody's mind, maybe. Somebody who was close. A wife or a daughter like you, maybe. Especially a good-looking daughter like you.
Yes. I want to tell you something, Jim.
My, don't you sound serious, though.
I don't want to be serious. All I want to do is be close beside you.
Wait a minute. There's a road somewhere ahead that cuts off about 10 miles. Country road. meant to watch for it.
Remember the first day we met him? That little country road?
Mm-hmm. Wasn't far from Lee House.
You just walked down that road from the Henderson's. When I came along, you were poking at some rocks with a long stick. I couldn't imagine what you were doing.
Oh, hey there, young lady. You like to see something?
See what?
Well, come here and find out. A whole nest of them. Down in this crevice in the rock.
Nest of what?
Well, come and see. They won't bite you.
Oh, no. You tell me. I'd rather not look. That rattling.
Well, that does give them away. Well, it's a mammoth snake and, oh, I don't know how many killing, and the nicest snake house you ever saw. Big fellas, too.
Oh. Then you let them alone before they come out.
Oh, they'd be as scared of you as you'd be of them. Well, say, you live around here somewhere?
Yes, but I'm a son-off.
Oh, no, wait a minute. I'm Jim Brandt, architect over at the Henderson place. They're adding that new wing and rebuilding the stable.
I heard about it.
Where do you live?
At the Lee House.
I've been on lots of walks around here, but I've never seen you before. How come?
I don't often go out.
Hey, you must be Mr. Lee's daughter, huh? Or has he got a daughter?
I really can't talk with you, Mr. Brandt. I've got to hurry home.
Oh,
goodbye.
Oh, hey, Mr. Green. Maybe I'll see you around here again sometime.
First time we met. You remember?
You know, you were mighty strange that day.
I was afraid.
Afraid? Afraid of what?
Oh, I don't know. I guess because all the days were so full of pain. Mm-hmm. Like the day he disappeared.
What do you mean, Anna?
He went sailing alone that day. And suddenly the squall blew up, the wind and the waves, and nobody ever saw him again.
I
didn't hear what you said.
I didn't.
But you did. You said my name.
Oh, you're just half asleep, that's all. Hey, what's that? Oh, doggone it, Anna. We got a flat tire.
Don't stop them. Don't stop here.
We have to. I can't ride the rim.
But there's nothing to fix it with, Jim. Let's go on, please. I don't care about the tire.
Anna, what's the matter? You think I'm going to ruin a perfectly good... Hey, look. There's a little house up there. I bet he's got a jack. Hey, up there. Darling, don't look like that.
What's the matter?
Hello. Sorry to bother you. Have you got a jack I can borrow? Flat tire.
Sure. Hey, son. Throw the jack out of the car.
Now, you see, Anna, you'll have it fixed in no time. Oh, darling, don't look pleased.
Two people headed for the turnpike?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Going the wrong way. Shortcut back about a mile.
Oh, you mean we're past it?
Well, how do you do there, ma'am? Couldn't see you at first.
How did he?
Well, but remember me. I come over and helped your husband's man, James, to fix the garden this spring.
Hmm.
It's too bad he's lost in that squall, Miss Lee. A fine gentleman, Mr. Jonathan was. To grieve us all to see your husband go like that.
You came back. You're taking me home.
You're Jonathan's wife, Anna.
Don't take me back. I didn't lie to you, Jim. I was going to kill you.
When? After we got married? After?
No, I was going to kill you tonight. That second time I saw you after Jonathan disappeared, you asked my name. Even then you thought I was his daughter, and something wouldn't let me say I was his wife. I was so much older, Jim. Nearly 20 years.
How long were you married?
4 years. Poor, dreadful youth. I never loved him.
Anna.
I can't help it. He kept me like a prisoner in that gloomy house, watching me every minute. Oh, Anna, I do love you. Don't take me back.
It's all right, Anna. But don't get upset. Just be quiet for a few minutes. What's the matter? What are you looking back for?
Something's following us. I can feel it, Jim.
On this lonely road?
You're sorry you ever came.
Oh, Anna, stop it.
Oh, you're not sorry. Will you forgive me for deceiving you?
I do forgive you.
Then everything's all right, Jim. Go away.
Oh, Anna, no. Let's not talk about it. Not now.
Yes. Well, let's forget. Let's talk of something else. Let's just... It's beginning to rain. Nice time.
Yes. Listen to it on the roof. Must be saying your name. There's a poem written about you. Know that?
Yes.
Pose. I used to know it by heart. It was many and many a year ago in a kingdom by the sea.
That a maiden there lived, whom you may know.
That's it.
By the name of Annabel Lee. And it may she lived with no other thought than to love and be loved by me.
Hey, you know it too.
I've heard it a million times. I know it all, every syllable. Come listen.
What?
Look!
What is it?
On the road in the lightning. A man in the rain.
And it's not anybody.
But you don't know. He was in the house from that first day he disappeared. I could hear him even before that. Out at sea, calling my name.
Anna, you've got to stop this.
But you...
You're just imagining it, I tell you.
I've got to tell you. I can't go on without telling you the truth.
What truth?
I killed him.
Anna.
I killed Jonathan. I killed my husband.
What do you say?
Now you know. Now you can take me back to the house. You can take me back home. Back to him.
Jonathan Lee is dead. And our story begins one night a few months later when Anna, a young woman who has lived in seclusion for 4 years at Lee House, is to be married to Jim Brandt, a young architect. Jameson, the old caretaker, sees her off in the station wagon. And as Anna and Jim drive along, she confesses that she was Jonathan's wife, that she herself murdered him. Her mind is distraught with a terrible fear that the dead man is somehow among the undead, that he is waiting for her.
Oh, Anna, I don't believe you. What are you saying?
That I killed him. I planned to kill him.
No, you couldn't have.
I had to kill you. Because Jim, somehow, he's not dead. He said that the dead only live in somebody's mind. And they do. They also live beyond the mind.
Oh, Anna, please.
That's why I couldn't wait to tell you. Calmly and firmly in the light of day. Jonathan's waiting somewhere. Please.
Now, Anna, listen.
Don't you see it, Jim? I thought I could run away from him. I thought I could send him out to sea and he'd never come back again.
Here, I'm going to stop the car.
Oh, no. Jim, please, no. If you loved me, take me away.
Tell me why. Why on earth did you do this?
I had to.
Tell me why.
That poem you mentioned. You used to say it to me. You used to love it. I'm here until I die. His voice droning out the words. Sometimes, Jim, he'd lie awake and I'd hear him whispering it over and over. I'd see mournful and sad. When I started working in the village at the library, 5 years ago that was, he used to come in and ask for Beau. At first, I thought he was just a lonely old man. Lonely because his wife was dead. That day, late in October, he asked me if I'd take the job of cataloging his library. It was right after my mother died. I was alone. He'd come in that big, dark room and ask for help. He used to say, "You're working too hard, Annabel. Come for a sail with me." I went once or twice. He'd look at me with a strange kind of laughter in his eyes. Can he ask me to marry him? Well, I said a dozen times. At last I did. And then 4 years in that house with the sea always pounding, the rain crying and the cold.
But what did he do, Anna? What could have made you?
He was going to kill me. Just as he killed the first Mr. Lee.
What? Murdered her?
Oh. I had to do it. From the day I married him, I wasn't allowed out of that house. Except when he went along. That afternoon I met you. He'd gone for a sail, and I planned to run away.
Yes, you did have a suitcase, I remember.
But when I met you, I was sure you were one of his spies, so I had to go back again. That night, I went to his room. He was sitting in a huge chair by the fire. He looked up and smiled that grim smile.
Did you want something, Annabelle?
Jonathan, you loved me once. I had pity for you once, if not love. Oh, listen to me, please.
But you said it all before, hundreds of times.
Couldn't say it enough, Jonathan. Please, please let me go. I'll do anything you say if you'll only let me go.
But, my dear, when I met you, didn't my money please your eyes? Isn't it enough to have that?
Wasn't your money, Jonathan. It was pretty for you. Only pity. I thought it was love.
Where is your pity now? No, Annabelle. I couldn't let you go. You'd find pity for another man and grow to believe that you loved him, too. How could I bear such a thing to happen? No. You see, your pity, as you call it, is only for me. Until the day you die.
What do you mean? Jonathan, what do you mean?
Soon, I'll let you go, Annabelle. Someday soon, you must go for a sail with me.
And ran from me. My mind was thick with terror. What was I to do? The house was like a prison, and everywhere I turned was shadows and gloom, and Jonathan was part of it all. But I had one friend that did come to me when I needed him most.
Anna, don't turn on the light.
Jonathan, where are you?
Yeah, beside you. I've been waiting in your room because I had to see you without him knowing it.
But, Jonathan, you've got to help me. I've got to get out of here.
No, no, Miss Anna. That's what he wants you to do. That's why I came to stop you from going.
Why?
He'd follow you. He'd find you.
You heard what he said?
I've heard it before. The other Mrs. Lay. He begged him to let her go. Time and again she begged him. And one day, he took a boat from the cove.
But he left in the sea.
Yes, Miss Anna. But Mr. Jonathan followed in a skiff, and then he never came back. He murdered her.
Oh.
It's the truth.
I believe so. I do.
Then wait. He planned. I'll help. But he mustn't know about it. Tomorrow. We'll talk tomorrow. If he goes sailing again.
I won't run away. I know now what I have to do. I know now what I must do. That night, I made my plans. The next day, he did go sailing. And that was when I caught him. With a little cord noose I made myself. I lay on the rocks for a long time, looking down, waiting until I could get the cord over the head.
Caught what?
The rattlesnakes he showed me that day.
Yeah.
I caught them and put them down to the cove in a box. And that night, I put them in his boat in a coil of rope. I left them there.
Oh, Anna, terrible.
The next day, he went sailing again. He didn't see them at first. The motion of the boat and his heart sting on his lips. And waiting in the dark, I could picture him. Fighting, drawing back, turning loose the boom, climbing out of the pit. And this squall came. And he was gone.
Oh, Anna, what are we going to do?
But I had to do
it. It wasn't because of me.
I'd only seen you once. I didn't know you weren't somebody he'd hired to watch me. So I saw you again and again after you were dead. Oh, damn.
Anna, look out. Hold on. The cliff. You're hanging over the edge, Anna. Get out, quick. Here, take my hand. This side, Anna, this side.
That was
close. You all right?
I'm all right.
Look, we nearly went over into the sea. Golly, we'd both have been killed.
Dave!
What, Anna?
You're back where we started. There's the house and the cliff.
What?
You brought me back.
Anna, you know I didn't.
Jim, look. Who's it, Jim? Yonder on the road.
I don't know.
It's Jonathan. He's walked up from the sea. Oh, let me go, Jim. Let me go.
Oh, it's only some man. Anna, come back here. Come back.
Hey, Jonathan. down there. What's the trouble?
Quick, man! Help me stop her!
Well, where'd she go?
I'm Jameson.
We had an accident, Jameson. She's got some crazy notion in her head about a ghost. Look, she's running across the lawn.
Down to the sea path. Hurry! Susanna! Susanna! It's me, Jameson!
Oh, Jameson! It's you! It's you!
Joanna, where were you running to?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, my darling. You frightened us nearly to death.
It was only me on the road, ma'am.
I thought I...
She's giving her... Here, take my coat, Susanna. It's Providence that brought you back tonight.
Why, Jameson?
There's nothing to say, Jameson. Then, take me to the house.
But when Jonathan sailed away that day, the snakes weren't in the boat. I took them out. You see, you could have heard their rattles. And anyway, sir, I couldn't have Miss Anna do such a thing. I couldn't have her do it, sir, when rightly the job was mine.
What you're trying to say?
It was my daughter Amy I was thinking of. How Mr. Jonathan drove her to love him like she did. And how he would smile at her in that laughing way. So that he jumped from the rock here down to the sea.
And that was why...
So, that day, before he went for his last sail, I cut the rigging rope. And when the wind took the canvas strong, as it does when you ride the swells, it snapped. And I stood here on the cliff and watched the boom fly free, and down he went to meet it. How could I watch him murder you, Miss Anna, as he'd murdered my Amy?
Oh, you're free of it, Anna, now. Don't you see? It was only the fear in your mind.
I've got a fire going in the library, Miss Anna.
I'll take her in, Jameson.
I'll go see if I can get your car off the cliff.
Oh, no, Jameson. Let it alone. We don't care about
the car. Oh, the two can be on your way again when the rain blows over.
Come along, you Anna. You're cold now. Here, pull the coat around you.
It's fitted for me, Jameson.
Are you all right now?
Now I am. Jim, look, what's Jameson doing?
Finding him a car.
Stop him, Jim.
What? He started the motor.
But the car's hanging over the edge of the rock. Jim, stop him. It's toppling over the cliff.
In the cold.
He did it all for me.
And for me too, darling. He's made everything all right, Anna. He's made everything all right.
On the boat.